Our youth have preached much of the sermon today. And I thank you. I thank you for not only making this journey, but holding it, continuing to hold it in your hearts and your spirits and bringing it back with you and sharing it with us and continuing to reflect and think and be open to change. The trip to Nicaragua was not for sightseeing, although sights were seen. It was a journey that fits the definition of pilgrimage, a journey with a purpose of finding something that matters deeply to the traveler. It may be a physical journey, as this was, long or short. Centuries ago, Christian pilgrimages lasted years. This last spring, Peter and I took a pilgrimage along part of the Camino de Compostela in Spain. It lasted 10 days. It may involve walking, going a long distance, but it can also be a journey within, through grief or transition or reading or study or art. Wherever one may need to travel for the purpose of finding something that deeply matters. John O'Donohue says, a bona fide pilgrimage needs to bring about a change of mind, a shift in the soul. No change, no pilgrimage. We have pilgrimages to walk through all our lives. In fact, all of life could be seen as a kind of pilgrimage. The first necessary step is to leave home. That means to step away from what is familiar, what is comfortable, what is easy, what is routine, all those things that we love about home. And it's not easy to do. Peter and I saw an example of this when we were living in China, teaching English to college students many years ago. We were invited to join a group of American tourists who were visiting our city, and they invited us to come to dinner with them in a nice restaurant. We sat at the table, and the server came and began to set the table with clean dishes and glasses, but our American friends pulled out napkins and cloths, and they began to wipe and clean all those clean dishes because they weren't quite clean enough. And then they took out of their pockets and purses silverware that they had brought from home because they didn't want to eat with chopsticks. And finally, they were not shy in expressing their frustration and impatience with the server whose English was not up to their standards. We felt kind of superior, Peter and I, because we could use chopsticks and we were actually living there. But the truth is, I hate to leave home as much as anyone. I don't like being lost or confused or awkward or stupid, illiterate. So I chronically overpack. I was going to list the things that I pack, but it's so embarrassing. There's so many things that I take that I don't need and will never even look at or use because I want home to come with me. Organizations, churches that don't leave home or want to leave home will say something like, well, we've never done it that way before. When we encounter the disciples, they have left home in this text. And it sounds like if you go back to the beginning of the book of Mark, like it was kind of easy for them. Jesus calls them and they step away from the boat, the job, the family. Although I noticed that on some of those callings and stepping away moments, it says that they did it immediately. And on others, they do not say that. So that might indicate that for some of the disciples, it was a little more difficult than others to leave home. But leave they do. And when we see them now in chapter 8, we realize that they've been on this journey because they had faith that Jesus would lead them to a place of wonder and discovery, healing or peace, something more and better than the life that they had. When Peter and I decided to walk the Camino, we found it hard to say why we were doing it. We went there for a lot of different reasons. One, because someone invited us. There was a nudging, a restlessness. There was an opportunity. There was a group going. We loved the guy who was leading the trip. We traveled with him before. It would be fun. But there was also, I think, a kind of a faith inside that was hard to articulate, that something good, holy even, that deeply mattered, could be discovered. Faith that Wendell Berry's words are true. There are no unsacred places, there are only sacred places and desecrated places. So we went for a lot of reasons, not completely understanding why. And in second hour, the adults who went on this pilgrimage to Nicaragua will be invited to answer that question. Why did you go? Why did you leave home? A pilgrimage can teach a lot. Patience, attentiveness, letting go, gratitude, humility, compassion, vulnerability. It can also present obstacles, and obstacles are teachers too. On the Camino, there were blisters, hurting knees and hips. One of our group missed the stopping point for the day and walked miles beyond, and we couldn't find her. The disciples stumbled too. They liked being in the inner circle as Jesus taught and healed and demonstrated all this great power and authority. But now things are taking a turn. Jesus asks, "Who do you say that I am?" Well, Peter jumps right in, and first he gets it right. "You are the Messiah, the Holy One." And then he gets it wrong. When Jesus explains that suffering, rejection, and sacrifice are the hard consequences of living out God's love and grace in this world no matter what, he objects. "No, not that kind of Messiah." Some scholars would say that that's the reason Jesus warns them not to talk about it. He knows they don't get it yet. Peter, the disciples, we prefer a softer Messiah. Yeah? The kind who fits and advances our politics, who's good for flag waving, vanquishing the enemy, who does not disrupt our lifestyle. We would like power without pain, glory without humiliation. But Christ takes the disciple a different way. It is countercultural, to say the least. It changes a person, a church. There's a church right now trying to follow this Christ in Springfield, Ohio. It happens to be an American Baptist church, belongs to our denomination, a sister church. And the pastor was interviewed on the PBS NewsHour last week because the church has opened its doors to Haitian immigrants in the midst of a frightening and volatile political firestorm. They are welcoming and loving the stranger, doing what Christ does, and it is costly. If we are on pilgrimage Following Christ, we have to leave home, and we surely will make mistakes, and we may be called to a way and a life we have not yet imagined. But if we are following Christ, one way or another, love will be at the heart of it. And that is all that matters. Thanks be to God. Amen.